So there I am. The ball is stuck in the rim, and my old fat self that used to be able to dunk one hand, two hands, had some pretty decent hops. I thought about it. I was like, oh, am I going to be able to go up and get it? And started a little jog to the rim. Used to be able to do this just completely flat-footed. Jump up and barely flick the ball that was stuck there in the stinking rim. I'm not as good as I once thought I was, and it's going to get training to get back to where I used to be. And damn it, here's the thing, man. I saw the same crap in some sales recordings that we saw from some of our gym owners this week. So a lot of times we get guys, like, it is arguably the most common. What does my fat dad bod self have to do with growing your gym? Look, a lot of times we think we're better than we are, right? A lot of times we think that we haven't slipped nearly as much as we actually have. And man, it happens the most often. The spot we see it most often with our gym owners is on sales. You know, everybody thinks, oh no, I'm the best salesperson ever. I close everybody. You just get them in front of me and I'll close them. And maybe you're that person, right? Maybe you're the one that we talk to that actually has that degree of talent and capability and consistency, and you've worked on it enough to where you are actually that good when it comes to sales. But the reality is most gym owners who come in and say, oh man, like, you just get them in front of me and I'll close them or whatever else. The reality is most people are like maybe a C minus, right? And that's being generous when it comes to closing cold traffic as the main barometer here. Because look, most of you that are listening to this, if you don't have incredible lead flow, you're not already working with us, whatever it might be, odds are pretty good. If you're looking to talk to somebody to grow your gym, if you were already getting the lead flow you needed, you probably wouldn't be talking to us, right? It just probably wouldn't be the case. Or you're getting a bunch of leads or shit leads, what have you, whatever. But the point being, most of you that are closing everybody you sit down with are closing everybody you sit down with because they're all coming from referrals. They're all coming from, you know, your organic content, what have you. You know, they're going through this big convoluted process. They're jumping through the website. They're searching for personal training in your area. Somehow your website has caught these individuals. They pick up what you're putting down. They talk to you. They're a very qualified lead. But the reality is most of you are probably getting all of your leads from referrals, right? At this stage, which is like great if you're getting enough referrals to grow as fast as you want to grow, but most people want to grow faster. And so then what happens is they get to where they have to sit down in front of somebody or talk to somebody on the phone that like hasn't been pre-sold on the service. Because what you don't realize when you get a referral from your client, you probably are getting like, maybe it's not double, but you're probably getting your client is probably talking to folks who don't move forward with reaching out to you because they already know the price. And so the folks that are reaching out to you, the referrals that are deciding, oh yeah, it's totally worth reaching out, they have either heard a price or they've been told enough, like, no, like, they're just so good. I don't know what the rates are now, but you need to reach out to them. They've been told either all of the information, they've gotten the whole story, and have still decided, in spite of your pricing, or maybe because of it, they're going to reach out, or they've been sold so much that it's so worth it that they believe that it's worth reaching out to you in spite of the unknown, right? Which is a somewhat, like, that's not a given. I don't think we could sort of overstate that that's like not just something that's going to happen willy-nilly, right? Like, they're having to put some thought into it. And so the bottom line here is that anytime you talk to somebody that has been referred to you, they have like, that's only 80% of your actual referrals. It might be 60% or 50% of the folks that your clients have actually tried to speak to and told them that they need to reach out to their awesome trainer. And so the folks that you're sitting down next to, the referrals that you're sitting down next to and being able to sort of, you know, pitch or rather just like, don't screw up, like, they're already the cream of the crop. They are the highest quality of the highest quality leads you could possibly get. They've already been pre-sold. And so you can be almost the world's worst salesperson and still do okay closing referrals. And so if that's all you've done for a handful of years, right? Or a handful of months or ever in your business, the reality is it might take some practice. It might take some sort of getting up with the times when it comes to follow-up and sales and having quality sales conversations that are just good quality coaching conversations that don't feel like the high-pressure crap that every guru is pushing. You may not be able to fucking grab the rim flat-footed with two hands anymore. And that's okay. You just got to get back into training, right? Got to get your cardio up. God forbid, hit some deads and squats. God forbid, lose a handful of, you know, a few pounds here and there. Get back into moving explosively a little bit here and there. And before long, you know, your little dad bod friend with more gray hairs than inches on his vertical, a lot more, will get back into being a somewhat athletic human again. Just like you'll get back into being pretty good at sales again, or good at sales for the first time, if you actually take the time to work on it. But most of you are showing up to appointments, to cold traffic, thinking that you're, oh yeah, I got this. I'm about to grab this sucker with two hands off the rim. And you jump up and fall on your face and pull a hammy and everything else. And I don't want that for you. And so in order to avoid that somewhat embarrassing situation, hopefully you can laugh at yourself like I laughed at myself. Sometimes it takes working on your sales a little bit. Sometimes it takes listening to your recordings and realizing, oh yeah, that was a little weak, right? Which is just a reminder to record yourself in general. So don't be afraid to work on your sales. Don't be afraid to get coached on your sales. If you want somebody to listen to your recordings and give you honest feedback and help you close cold traffic without feeling like a slimy douchebag that tells you you have to lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks, and then it's free, just put down a deposit. Let me do high pressure closing tactics. If you don't want to play that game and you want to play a game that helps you close people at higher prices, at a higher percentage, without making you feel like a slime ball, just reach out. Shoot us a DM. Go to www.myfriendsaysyougrowgyms.com, book a call. We'll have a super slimy sales conversation of our own. It'll be a ton of fun. So love, hugs. Talk soon. See you next week.